Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Hurius Daf Vav, Hurius 6b, pagination is 12. We are the bottom quarter of the page, where the second perek of Hurius begins. Now, in order to understand this Mishnah, let us go for a brief moment to a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Dalid, Pasuk Gimel, chapter 4, verse 3, where in the basic section about a mistaken ruling and mistaken behavior, the case that we discussed in the first chapter of Hurius was the case where the Einei Ho'eda, the Sanhedrin, ruled mistakenly on something, and people acted upon that, thinking it was permitted to do so. So, in this particular pasuk, we're told, "Imakoin haMashiach yechta laAshmas haOm." If the anointed Kohen, meaning the Kohen Gadol, acted in chet, in sin, laAshmas haOm, similar to the way of the sin of the people, meaning there was a mistaken ruling and he acted upon it. In this particular case, though, the mistaken ruling was his. We're talking about a Kohen Gadol who himself is a Talmud Chacham. He's a scholar and he's worthy of issuing a ruling, and he issued a ruling for himself, which was mistaken, and he acted upon it. And in such a case, similar to the way it played out when the Sanhedrin said something and people acted upon it, here also there's going to be a unique procedure. In this case, it's described as par ben bokar tamim lahashem lachatos, a young bull, unblemished, as a sin offering. The Rambam explains the nuances of this particular law in the 15th chapter of Shigogos, and says, Kishata'a behora'as atzmo, he himself did a mistaken ruling, va'asa maisa b'shigigas hora'aso levada, and he acted upon that mistaken ruling, and we're talking that he is an excessively wise person. He's worthy of this stature, that his ruling was so significant that his mistake is going to be dealt with in the unique fashion that's being described, instead of the way any regular person would make a mistake, would be handled. So the Mishnah tells us, Hora Kohen Mashiach La'atzmo, the Kohen who's anointed, the Kohen Gadol, made a ruling for himself. He was under the impression that something is permitted. Va'asa Shogeg, and he acted upon it by mistake, continuing the mistaken ruling. Mevi par, he's going to bring this par, this young bull that was described in the pasuk. However, shogeg va'asa mezid, if he issued the ruling by mistake, but when he did it, literally the word is purposely. The Tiferes Yisrael points out, it doesn't really matter whether he did it purposely, but he didn't act, when he didn't act because of the ruling that he issued. He forgot that he issued that ruling. When he did it because of some other, whatever his reasoning was, and that's called Va'asa Mezid. He did it, but not because of the ruling. Or Mezid, he issued the ruling and it was not a responsible ruling, Va'asa Shogeg, and later on, he acted by mistake, relying on the ruling, Potter. That's going to be absolved from this special section dealing with the Kohen Mashiach that issued a ruling and did by mistake, it doesn't match the parameters that we're looking for. The Mishnah explains, Shahoroas Kohen Mashiach La'atzmo Kehoroas Bezdin Litzibur, because the way the Kohen Gadol's ruling is going to work when he's issuing that ruling on himself is the same way that the Sanhedrin's ruling worked regarding the Tzibur, regarding the public. And as we learned in the first perek, the Beis Din has to be issuing a ruling that they're truly making a mistake, and the people who acted have to be acting based on that ruling. That's why they went ahead and did whatever they did. But if they're doing their merry thing, independent of the Beis Din's ruling, that's not going to be included in those special parameters that we discussed. And likewise, over here, we're going to be dealing with the same concept. It has to be that he is acting on a ruling that he issued through a legitimate mistake, and he's acting upon that ruling thinking that he can rely on it, and that's why it's called a shogeg. Yashar koach, and thank you for joining.